there near Elgar Road. Thanks for the call. In the Herald Sun today is an enormous poster of the 2024 AFL draw. There's another big game in town in Melbourne, and that's real estate. It's been underway for a few weeks in these early summer market. And joining us now is Ben Reid from Ian Reid Advocacy with an update on how we've ended February. Hey, Ben.
Morning, Emily. Isn't it good to have footy back, though?
Yes, it is. And now you're going to have to balance the auction market and bidding and looking after your vendors with nipping out to see. I want to say you're a Hawthorn. Are you a Hawthorn supporter?
I'm a Carlton supporter.
I'm sorry. Roy Sanderson's here. He's done the fist pump, and Woody's just told me I'm surrounded today. So look, we'll move right on because I'm a Bombers girl. What are the key takeaways in the news this week from the real estate market, Ben?
All right. So CoreLogic National Home Value Index rose 0.6% nationally in February. Melbourne's lagging behind a little bit. We've only edged up 0.1% over that same time. But it is great to see a greater level of decisiveness in the marketplace for both buyers and sellers. They're approaching change with a greater level of confidence. So there's good stock levels out there. There's a good number of buyers. And where we've seen a lot of vendors and buyers that have sort of been second-guessing their decisions over the last 12 months, we've now got people committed on both sides of the fence. So it's good to see.
And so what did the clearance rate do last weekend?
So a big number of auctions as we've had over this last 4 weeks. There were 1,532 auctions reported last week. Clearance rate at 63%. 678 of them sold at the auction day, 251 selling before. We also had 1,307 non-auction sales or private sales or expressions of interest. So those volumes are getting right up there for pre-Easter.
And there's a whopper today, 1,470 auctions on, Ben.
Yeah, another big weekend. Total of 320 suburbs have got at least one auction. The top auction location today is Reservoir with 28, followed by Richmond 24, as well as Camberwell, Hawthorn, Caulfield North, all with 19 auctions each.
Take us to the top house. No overlays in one of the best streets in an elite suburb, Ben.
Yeah, walking distance to Carey Grammar and a lot of the private schools around that Hawthorn Kew area, 25 Edward Street in Kew. Nick O'Halloran from Jealous Craig was a selling agent for this property, and this was a development site that was just too good to pass up for a lot of developers. It was passed in after being quoted $6.7 to $7 million, so a big price ticket, but for something as well positioned as this one, it did find a buyer shortly after, selling for $6.75 million.
The top apartment, I'm reading your notes here, and someone contending for it used to live in the building. So that's a good tick of approval that they wanted to buy back in, Ben.
Spot on. This one, 304 at 147 Beach Street in Port Melbourne. John Kettit was the selling agent. I've actually sold a property in this building, and it's one of the best positions in Port Melbourne. Imagine waking up in the morning, getting your coffee, and you look out to your north out through the windows, you've got uninterrupted views of the city. You look out to the south and you've got the Port Melbourne Pier and out to Port Phillip Bay. It's just absolutely magnificent, 360-degree views. This is a three-bed, two-bath, two-car apartment. It was quoted $2.1 to $2.2 million. Easy to see why it had lots of competition. This one's selling for $2,587,000 under strong competition.
And for the bargain house, we head out towards Melton, where we often see some good buys in an affordable bracket.
Sixth, Christina Crescent in Kurrinjang. Ned Nikolic from Barry Plant Melton was the selling agent. A modest three-bed, two-bath house on 631 square metres. The quote for this was $350,000 to $380,000, and this also had really good competition, four bidders, and it sold under strong competition again for $411,000. So good to see the bottom end of the market, particularly in the growth corridor, are getting some good competition at the moment.
And bring us home with the bargain apartment. It was a little-y, but you got a jacuzzi, so that's not bad.
103 at 32 Bray Street in South Yarra. Plenty of these little one-bedroom apartments on the market at the moment. So they're not easy to sell within the quoted range. This one managed to get that price, selling for $215,000 to an investor.
And what's on for you today, Ben?
No auctions for me personally, but we're jam-packed with open for inspections. So it'll be very interesting to see with the increase of volumes if the buyer numbers are sustained.
Great wrap, Ben. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks.
That's Ben.